because you've already got figured out what you want to achieve, and you because you've already figured out who is your avatar, you're going to have better music. Because you've already figured those two things out, you're going to have a better logo. Because you've already figured those two things out, you're going to have a better introduction and an outro that's going to help facilitate what you want to achieve with your podcast.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
Hey, podcaster. Thanks for coming back to the show. It is nice to have you as a listener. I hope we are pouring into you. I hope we're adding value to you. And the thing is, the reason I'm flustered is because I was surprised. I was surprised because we're writing a book right now. That's not the Matt is actually a surprise. I'm dyslexic and I'm writing a book. Everybody should be excited. Woohoo! All right. I was surprised and kind of thrown back because as we're writing this book, the ghostwriter. So we give everything to the ghostwriter and they ask questions and they do most of the work, right? I'll actually love to connect you with this ghostwriter if you want. You can email me team@growyourshow.com. Let it be known, though, if you end up working with them, we might get a kickback. You won't obviously be charged any extra, but that's one way that we monetize the show. Love to put you in touch if that's what you need, and they may give us some percentage of whatever it costs to work with them. So FYI, I want to give that in full disclosure. But we are working with them, and the funny thing is, or the interesting thing, or the sad thing is that we were talking about the pre-launch process. I sent them some episodes that I did on pre-launch. And we answered some questions and we even filled some things out. And there was still a question about the pre-launch process. What does it entail? How many pieces are there to the pre-launch process? And so just a moment ago, I emailed the ghostwriter and I let him know, hey, let's just move this into two phases. So in this podcast episode now, I'm going to share what are the two different phases of the pre-launch and how many things that you need to do. And to be clear, this is everything that needs to happen before you actually launch a podcast, before you actually have a podcast. I hope it goes without saying that you need to understand these other two things. A, you've got to understand what you're trying to achieve with your podcast. And B, you have to understand who your avatar is. Those are even before the pre-launch phase one and phase two. If you don't know why you're doing it and how you're going to help your perfect avatar, then you're going to have a shitty podcast. Nobody's going to listen. Nobody's going to get in any value. You're going to be spitting random stuff and people aren't going to be wondering, is this something I should be listening to? Because you missed the boat with those first two things. But once you have your perfect avatar, you know exactly why you're launching your podcast, what you want out of it, if you want more business or whatever your goal is, now you can move to the pre-launch phase one and phase two. So you probably would have already had you're going to get your show title. Okay. This is one thing you need to title your show. I called mine The Podcast on Podcasting. That's the name of this podcast. You've got to title your episode. You also got to get your artwork during the pre-launch phase one. You got to get the title. You got to get the artwork. You got to hire a voiceover artist for your intro and for your outro. You have to get your original theme music. So in phase one of the pre-launch, you got to hire somebody to do your music. And other people, they don't realize this. They think audio branding is not that important. And so what they'll do instead is they'll go and get some music that they like. They'll break copyright and they'll get that music. Or other people, also just as bad as breaking copyright and stealing somebody's music and pirating it and throwing it on your podcast and saying, this is my music. What they might do is they will go and pay either a cheap price or a free price for royalty-free music. So they'll pay for music that literally millions of people have access to use for their podcast or whatever they want to use. And so they'll get this music, but it's not an audio brand. It's like they're just copying the Pepsi logo for their logo. It makes no sense. People are going to be thinking of somebody else's podcast. So getting your original theme music, getting your logo, your artwork, your intro, your outro, of course, buying equipment like a microphone, maybe even some soundproofing for your walls or something like that, maybe some lighting, maybe your webcam. By the way, you can get all this equipment by going to growyourshow.com/PDF. And you can scroll down a bit and you can either get the PDF delivered to your inbox, or you can scroll down just a tiny bit more and everything else is out there. So it could be a lead magnet for me if you put in your email. If you put in your email, I'm going to probably email you every now and again. But if you scroll down past it, you can still get all of the value without giving me your email address. So if you're one of those people that guards your email close to the chest, you can still get it. Like, I make it so easy on there. growyourshow.com/PDF, scroll down past the PDF, and it is all of the information. And the things that I personally use are highlighted in green. You'll see that. You'll notice that. And you can go ahead and buy these with the direct Amazon links. Again, some of these are affiliate links with like Amazon. So you won't pay a dime more, but my company might make some money. So I just want to, in good conscience, you should know that I could monetize my show when you buy something like that. Now, I think that you would be grateful. You'd be like, oh, that's awesome. I get to help Adam. He does all this cool stuff. But if that's not you, you can still go directly to it, buy it. They won't charge you a dime more. There you go. Buying equipment. Another couple pieces to your pre-launch phase one, a couple more pieces. Because you've already got figured out what you want to achieve, and you, because you've already figured out who is your avatar, you're going to have better music. Because you've already figured those two things out, you're going to have a better logo. Because you've already figured those two things out, you're going to have a better introduction and an outro that's going to help facilitate what you want to achieve with your podcast, with your intro and your outro. It's going to help you to be able to serve your listener, your avatar better. You might buy equipment that appeals to the avatar. And in some cases, maybe you're going to buy extra expensive equipment because your avatar is super duper rich and ultra wealthy, and they would spare no expense on their stuff. And they would judge you for having a crappy sounding sound quality. Okay. So, also, with the call to action, which is the next thing, because you know what you're trying to achieve on your podcast, and because you know what your avatar is going through, what they need, what they're looking for, what can help them, you're going to have a call to action. It's going to be able to support your avatar. It's going to be able to help the avatar to be able to take action on the things that they're learning. You may have heard me on a previous episode speak about bird church. What I mean by bird church is that there's a whole bunch of people, a whole bunch of birds that go to this place and they learn all sorts of new things that help them in their lives. And one day, one of the people teaches them that they don't have to walk to church and from church anymore, that they could actually fly. So he shows them how to use their wings, and all of bird church starts flying around and they're so excited. And at the end of church, they walk home. Boom. That's not what you want. You want on your speech, when you're that bird, instead of just teaching people how to fly, you want to ask them, once you leave the church today, I challenge you, all of you, to see what it's like to fly home. You won't just be flying in the building, but you'll be flying home. Go and try it today. That's my call to action. So you've got to have a call to action as well for your bird church members, for your podcast listener, for your avatar, something that's going to help him or her, something that's going to help them get to the next level, something that's going to help them take action on hiring you, which can help them to achieve the success that they're looking for, etc. You got to figure out your call to action. And the last part of phase one is just mapping out the flow of your whole show. This means you'll be figuring out some questions that you might ask different guests. This means you might figure out what kind of content you need to give to your avatar, because you know your avatar so well and you know what you're trying to achieve on your show. So you want to map that out. You want to map out the content, map out the flow of the conversation, map out if you're going to have a place for advertising or not. And if you do, where is it going to be? And is it going to be an intentional place, or are they going to abruptly come in with an ad in the middle of your conversation just because it's the middle of the episode? Map that shit out in the beginning so you know how it's going to go. That is phase one of the pre-launch process. You have two calls to action today. I want you, if you don't have your podcast yet, to ride out some of these things that you may have missed so that you don't miss them. Write down, take notes on this podcast episode so that you don't miss them. Or if you've already launched your show and you say, this is some good info that Adam just dropped, I have a friend who needs it. Go ahead and send it to them. And finally, I'm going to save the phase two part of the pre-launch for two episodes from now. So as you may or may not already be aware, every even numbered episode is me personally pouring out into you. And every odd numbered episode is guest interview, where I just interview a guest and try to show you the journey that they went through, the successes and the failures, the hardships, the trials, the fun stuff, the things that worked and the things that didn't, so you can be better at your craft. So that's what's happening on the very next episode. But the one after that is going to be the rest of the pre-launch phase two, the stuff that we haven't yet discussed. I'm splitting it up because I want to make sure that you get both of these phases independently so you can get the most amount of value. So consciously focus on some of the things that you may have missed or you didn't know that you needed to do for your upcoming launch, or send this episode to somebody who hasn't yet launched and needs the value that we're dropping. And I'll see you on the next episode. And then in one after that is phase two. By the way, one way to ensure that you don't miss out on great content that we're producing on a regular basis is to make sure you're subscribed to the show. You need to be subscribed or following the Apple Podcast or wherever you listen to it in order not to miss all of that. And before I let you go, I need to mention, because a lot of people are asking, do you help? Can you help me with this? And the answer is yes. My company actually does it. It's called Grow Your Show. And you can find that at growyourshow.com. Our clients, they call us the easy button for podcaster because they simply have to record their episode. And they know that every single thing else is done for them. We sweat the hard stuff so you can be the star of your show. And if you would like help to make sure that we're editing and publishing and promoting and doing your social media, it's all in one place. And I think it's pretty affordable. You'll have to take a look for yourself. Just go to growyourshow.com and check us out. And by the way, I'll see you on the next episode.